You're listening to SBS News.
A smoking ceremony on the forecourt of the Sydney Opera House for the national launch of 13 Yarn. It's a 24/7 telephone helpline run entirely by and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says it's a vital service.
It makes sure that the provision of the service is culturally safe and culturally appropriate. One of the sad and tragic facts about Aboriginal life in this country is that most families are in one way or another touched by suicide.
Music played as many turned out to celebrate the first of its kind program. The helpline assists with a broad variety of issues such as loneliness, mental health and family violence. And with high suicide rates among the Indigenous community, advocates say services like these are particularly important for young people. 13 Yarn National Manager Marjorie Anderson explains.
It's the single biggest killer in the Aboriginal community for people between 12 and 25. So we really want to make sure we get those numbers down to zero. We've been growing by between 500 and 600 a month, calls a month. But November has really seen the calls grow quickly. And even though we don't have the whole month stats, at this stage we thought we'd be getting 58 calls a day and we're getting 96.
The youth focus is something the helpline is seeking to expand. Funded by the government with the support of Lifeline, the helpline has been operating since March this year. And there's increasing demand, with more than 2,500 calls answered last month and more than 1,000 calls for support made in just the first 10 days of this month. Cherie Biondi is one of 44 support workers across New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia. She says calls continue to increase.
I mean, when we started in March, we were on calls, 20 to 30 calls a day. We're now up near the 100 mark and it's only just nationally launched. So it just shows the significance of the actual service.
For Cherie, helping others is a chance to give back.
I've had an uncle and a cousin who has taken their life, so I'm personally connected in that way. And there's a lot of history and a lot of pain and a lot of suffer in our people, and I've lived that firsthand, and unfortunately there's a lot of racism in the world.
Suffering, this service hopes to provide some healing for. Francesca Di Nuccio, SBS News.